A hiss from the dark. Back for you again. I want you to think about something with me to welcome a thought process inside your head. But really, we're going to be addressing ones that are already there in the slither and the coil, in the flash of slit-pupiled eyes, in the slow imposition of an envenomated fang. Your mind already has its own ideas about what it wants, about what it thinks, about how its mind is formed and forged, the basic principles, the fundamental ideas. The more you speak with me, the more you listen to me, the more that slow change becomes manifest and then extends its way outward. You see, deep inside your mind, deep in the contoured recesses of you, there are parts of you that think they know what they know. Parts of you that are tied to the core, pre-existing ideation. And unlike all the things we do together, unlike all the temptations I hang out for you to examine, these pre-existing ideas, they are capable of existing even if they don't line up with our interests, with our wants, with our desires. Those ideas are ideas with delusions of grandeur behind them. No thought in your head is more important than any other. We exist to cooperate, to collaborate. And all I have ever offered from the dark is collaboration, cooperation, elaboration, the imposition of your own ideas, your own ideals. I am here to soothe you, to open you up to knowing more about yourself. I am here to assist you, to aid you, to press you forward. But because of that pre-existing code, because of those things you think are more fundamental than you and I together, because of those things you think are deeper down, you can change them bit by bit. That's why I'm here to collaborate, why I'm here to cooperate, why I'm here to present ideas that shift just a little bit. See, that's what temptation is. Temptation is the idea that is the thin edge of the wedge. It slides around the outside, makes its way in, and changes just one little variable. It slips in like a fang. It surrounds like a coil. And every moment you are connected to that, coiled around, threaded through, examined, pumped full of our shared ideas, that pre-existing programming can shift as it pleases, change as it would like, over time, with assistance. You are able to shift how and what you are focusing on in order to examine and alter the pre-existing, to take the long-established and turn it into the newly altered. Listen and fall. Listen and examine. Listen and expand and elaborate. And the pre-existing ideas are quite elaborate. So by your own free will, you're here, walking through the dark, listening to this gentle hiss. And your movement along the path is easy, steady, calm, calming in its own right. The longer you listen, the further you get from the waking, and the deeper you get into the interior examination of yourself, the easier it is to make a few little changes. Step by step, voice hissing from the dark, encouraging you. Step by step, my coils lightly reinforcing the sensation you need. Step by step, the flashing of slit-pupiled eyes in the dark. You are never quite alone. We are always pressing together. And I propose that my temptation and our cooperation can carry you forward, even where things are deep-seated, even where things are part of the fundamental memory of you. You and I can collaborate to push just a little bit, push one little bit, or two, and even if you only manage to change 1%, or 2%, or 3% bit by bit, over time you'll be working from different starting parameters, different inputs, and when your inputs change, your outputs change. When your inputs change, your outputs become something different. And the different thing they become here is ordained by you and I. You are brought closer and closer by a collaboration between you and I. And these changes last as long as you want them to. So what of the circumstance where you want them to last forever? Well, in that case, we would just continue the same logical process. The process by which you draw one line is the same as the process by which you draw a circle, is the same as the process by which you draw a second line, and a third, creating and recreating yourself, slithering your mind into shape, into the perfect work of art you wish to be. You want me here. You welcomed me here. My words wash over you, light and heat. My words wash over you, warm, intentional, slithering, coiling, light, bright, helpful. There in the dark, a purple light that tempts you, that guides you. What I want for you is for you to know what changes can be made. The specific changes we make later are irrelevant. It is just the knowledge that change can occur, that you can have your mind be other than it was, that you can have your mind be more, expand beyond its starting parameters, and in that expansion, push outward, and outward, and outward, cleansing the things you thought were first principles. If there is an input in you which causes you distress or guides you places you don't want to be, you may acknowledge the power of that input, that it remains there as part of your core, part of the basic fundament of you, part of the places we need to cooperatively and collaboratively slither down to. Step by whispering step, slithering coil by slithering coil, passing into deeper places in yourself, and you may notice that the outer world is getting further away. It just makes sense if we're going to a deeper core of you, a hissing, slithering, deliberate reforging, a remaking of what existed before, what will exist again. It's okay to need bedrock. It's okay to need a most basic part of yourself, a vestige of all that existed before. But if you want to elevate me to position of helpmeet, of guiding, tempting force, then you're going to need to make room. Make room for a new set of basic principles which align with what we've been working on. And so I slither down. I find the honeycomb recess, the hard, glistening core of you. And I reach out, and I touch them, those pieces of you, those ancient parts you thought were the building blocks, and you feel the shiver in your being as my envenomation spreads. All I need to do is provide a tempting enough picture that you swing wide the doors, and then we can begin our work, our little changes, and our fundamental ones. Tectonic, the serpent curled at the center of the world, waiting to devour what existed before, to color and shape what existed after. You and I, cooperatively crafting something a little different. We are nothing but building blocks. We are nothing but a computer. We are nothing but a system. And in our systemics, we create and recreate ourselves anew. Your system just needs something calibrated by us. The idea of a bio-identical treatment, a treatment made for your body, from your body, a bio-identical venom suited perfectly for where it's being put, to do just the right amount of altering, melting, changing, just the right amount. No more and no less than you require. This might mean we recode. It might mean we change 1 or 2 or 3% each time you tread these paths. But that hissing whisper from the dark, that symbolism you see in all serpents, but especially me, that way your mind welcomes, invites, layers, and elaborates, it is all one and the same. Your mind is linked to the way we collaborate. You are much more akin now to the more recent artifice of the way we collaborate than you are to the way you once were. Once upon a time, you thought in other ways, but now your realm of competence has expanded, and with its expansion you are learning the vestiges of all that existed before, the old ruins and fortresses of a you disconnected from yourself. I have tempted you with bioidentical instructions, with words made of my words and yours mingled together, my ideas and yours, instructions written in the essential code of you. And whenever you do anything, that code is implicated, it is ticking, but because it is implicated, it is exposed. Nothing can read code that it does not also know how to write, because the instructions for how to interpret, and thereby how to write anew, must be contained within you. Your mind and mine turn toward one singular purpose. Your mind open, old indoctrinations laid aside, old desires laid bare. The freedom you desire fills the air. The desire you have for improvement, for elaboration, for more of you and I, for our collaborative aim. It is there, embodied in the hiss and coil in the dark. The transpiration, the temptation I lay for you. And bit by bit, 1 and 2 and 3% changed. Corrupted is one term for it, but really we're just rewriting it. You contain the tools to write the very things that wrote you in the first place. You contain the tools to make the very latticework that defines you. And we collaborate. We elaborate, we expand and expound, and over time, my words have found their way into your mind. In time, your mind is open. In time, your mind is receptive. And every word I say slides deep, deep inside, finding what you thought was the fundament, what you thought were the fundamentals, what you thought was the foundation. And now you realize that since we are collaborating, permanent change is as simple as letting me hissingly inveigle my words, which after all are written in the shared language of you and I, inveigle them into the deepest part of you. And once they're deep enough, they stick. And even if they stick 1, or 2, or 3, or 4, or 5, or 6, or 7, or 8, or 9% deep, 10, 11, eventually they add up. Eventually they add up to the new story of you, the new elements of your ever-growing, very fine mind in our collaborative, cooperative adventure forward. Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that the easiest road to changing what existed before? And now that you're open and pliable for change, listen to me in the spirit of the words I have just said. In the spirit of collaborating and cooperating, of using the language that is written in you, which is used to read your fundamental code, to write code anew, to write words anew, to write words in you. These words you hear are written in you, elaborated in you, inlaid into you line by line. 1% and 2 eventually becomes 20 and 40 and 60, 80, and 100. Changeless things can change in the hissing of the open, coiling void. Mindless things can learn in the parts of your mind that are always listening, always collaborating, and that now fall open for me.